Good morning. This is Tyler Lewis, an organizer from Local 100, the United Labor Unions, coming from deep in the heart of Texas. I'm here with
Equoia Seawood.
And she is a food service employee from Houston Independent School District. How long have you been a member?
Going on 2 years.
Okay. And where are you from?
Houston, Texas.
And how many children you got?
One.
Okay. Are you married, single?
Single.
All right. So what made you decide to work for HISD?
I had previously worked for HISD through a temp agency, so I liked it, and I just decided to apply.
Okay. Do you like being here?
Yes, I like being here.
Okay. What school do you work at?
Cullen.
Okay. So let's talk about, being a member. So, in your experience, do you feel like it's best to be a member or to, become a part of the situation or just watch by?
Watch by.
Watch by? Why is not getting involved a good, better than,
I don't know. I just go with the flow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Given you work at HISD, are there things that you wish to change?
Everything so far is good on my end. If they change the pay or the hours go up, that would be also good. But, I'm doing fine so far.
Okay. Did you know that if you work 8 hours a day and also getting $14 an hour, you would at least get $2,500 more dollars in your pocket?
Yes, ma'am. I remember you going over that.
Mm-hmm. So what would you do with that money?
It would help with bills, help me, take care of my daughter, better and stuff.
Right. So, how do you spend your time, and your money now? Is it hard? Is it, trying to do ends meet? Do you work paycheck to paycheck or?
More so paycheck to paycheck, and I'm trying to make ends meet and make the money last to the next paycheck type of thing.
Right. And how many hours are you working currently?
Six.
Okay. So, do you like where you're at, or would you ever wish to be moved to a different
school? No, I like this school. Yeah, I have no issues with as far as the people or anything.
Would you ever want to go out for food service manager?
I've thought about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you ever be willing to go to a school board meeting?
I wouldn't have a problem, attending it.
Okay. Would you ever be comfortable enough to talk in front of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. Because, during those times, we try to schedule people to speak with them and see, about the other side and see how things are, because we know that it is difficult, especially for a supporting staff, to get their point across and, talk about the issues. So would you ever feel comfortable with being groomed for that?
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem.
Okay. So let's get to the political side of it. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Would you ever, work on a campaign?
No.
In this last election, who did you vote for?
The one with Hillary and Trump. Hillary.
So a number of our members don't like Trump. So do you feel like what do you feel about Trump?
Not organized, and he's just causing the country a disaster.
Right. Do you feel like it's a poor judgment from the people?
Like the people that's begging.
Voted for him?
Yeah, a very poor judgment. I mean, well, they probably wouldn't care because most of the people that vote for him are people that have money and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The elitist class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you feel like he's moving the country forward?
No.
No? Do you feel like he's degressing?
Yes.
Okay. So in the upcoming election, if he was on the ballot again, would you vote for him?
No. I would not.
Do you know anyone else in HISD that would like to, you know, work more hours or do things that, you know?
I mean, I know other people that, you know, do complain about, you know, having more hours or it's not enough hours and stuff like that. You know, like I said, if they did give us the $14 and mm-hmm. gave us the full 8 hours,
mm-hmm.
that would be helpful to, you know, any and everybody.
Right.
Wouldn't nobody want to turn that down because there's more money in your pocket.
Right. Do you feel like the HISD school board, you know, pays attention to supporting staff?
Probably somewhat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, really too many people don't, like, pay attention, or they downgrade the cafeteria women, mm-hmm. period, or people that work in the cafeteria or whatever. So, yeah.
Have you always worked at Cullen?
Yeah, I've worked at other schools, but Cullen is my school that I'm zoned to work at.
Gotcha. Did you take the insurance with the district?
No, I haven't received it yet because okay. they normally come, like I said, in October.
Like a new one, or do you?
No, you re-sign up.
Okay. Would you ever consider getting on with a different insurance company besides the district?
I mean, depending on, like, the plan, how much it mm-hmm. is, and, you know, different stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Given from the time last year, was it, like, too expensive?
Well, last year I didn't get a chance to sign up because I didn't know that if you don't sign up in October, you can't sign up no more after that. Huh?
Why milk? I needed them because you still have a chocolate.
Well, it's been lovely talking with you, and I appreciate you for, you know, talking with us today. If you want to join us, call us at 713-863-9877. And again, this is Tyler Lewis, deep from in the heart of Texas, and with food service employee
Ecoya Seawood.
And be sure to listen next week for our interview at acornradio.org for 8 a.m. on Tuesday, and catch us again at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.